Good morning.
Hey, Seattle.
As always, it's your girls, Jasmine and Shantae.
Welcome to another Thursday morning and another episode of The Way with Jazz and Tay.
We'll be bringing you lots of laughs and class to get you ready for the day and the weekend ahead.
Will it be the way or not the way? Find out and join the conversation. Hey, guys. Welcome back to another episode of The Way with Jazz and Tay.
Hello.
As always, it's your girls, Shantae.
And Jasmine.
I hope everybody's having a lovely Thursday morning.
I know I am.
Amidst this coronavirus madness.
Lord. Already. 10 seconds in. And we've already mentioned
it
saying, once.
I mean, it's got to happen. We're going to talk about it. And that's all everybody's talking about. But before we get into that madness, let's do a recap of our weeks. What have you been up to, Jasmine?
Girl, I've been out here living my best life.
Have you?
No.
Cat.
I know, right? Let's see. Like, things are kind of like, you know, in a quiet place with my identity theft. So, you know, I'm doing okay there.
That's a blessing.
I went shopping over the weekend. I bought some things that I needed and some things that I didn't. And that's just kind of how shopping works. So that was successful. And then we went and got ice cream. Like, we had Cold Stone. I had, and this is, again, I'm a child. I had cotton candy ice cream with gummy bears and bubble gum in it.
So you're throwing it back.
And I had animal cookies in it as well. Those pink and white, like, yeah.
Yeah, like the animal crackers with the candy color.
Oh, over it. Yes, yeah.
Sprinkles
it
was, and stuff, sprinkles.
Yeah.
So much sugar.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like.
And that's coming from me who, like, loves
wired
sweets.
Afterwards.
And then, like, I had a moment where I was eating it and realized that, like, there wasn't any gum in my mouth. So I'm pretty sure that I was just, like, chewing my gum that was in the ice cream and just swallowing it.
Just eating it whole.
Yeah, so
don't judge me. Taking it all down.
Yeah, work's been good. I've been catching up with things there. The weather's been somewhat decent. Well, actually, speaking of the weather, Saturday, yeah. We don't know what happened, but we were gone for like, what, an hour and a half? And
2 to 3 hours.
During that time, it was windy, there was like hail, it was like raining and then not raining. And then in certain areas, it looked like it had snowed.
No, it had snowed.
Briefly?
There was snow on the ground.
It's a large supercell that moved over.
A what? A super
exactly.
Saiyan?
A super sail. Meteorologists. Super
That's
sail.
Crazy. Okay, mm-hmm. Yeah. No, it was just freaky because we were driving through it. Like, this was not like this when we left.
The
right?
day like, started and it was sunny, and I was like, oh, it's going to be a wonderful mm-hmm. day. And then as we went to go to the mall, it started pouring and hailing, and I was like, that's interesting. And then as we were coming back, there was snow. And
yeah.
I was like,
we didn't know what was happening.
But climate's not changing.
Right.
Not the way.
How about for you, Shantae? What was your past week like?
My past week's been hella heckish.
Oh, good save. Good save.
Yes. Right. The reggae tone horn. I've actually been sick for majority of the week.
I'm sick.
Mommy. Yeah, so like I left Thursday and I already kind of had like this little cough. I was like, I hope that doesn't turn into anything. I hope it's just kind of like me clearing my throat. But by the end of Thursday last week, like it felt like I was going to have a panic attack because my throat was just like closing on me. And I was like, oh, that's interesting. So yeah, it hit me hard. I didn't do anything all weekend. I did go shopping and I did get the ice cream because I needed that. That saved my life. I've actually been eating mostly ice cream since I was sick because it was just helping my throat.
It's been fun. I've been eating some ice cream with her. I've had like twice as much ice cream in the past week than
honestly,
I normally have.
Yeah, like honestly, in the whole year, like I don't even think I'm normally the person to be like, let's get ice cream. But like the whole weekend, I was like, so who's down for ice cream? Yeah.
Sounds like y'all got your wisdom teeth pulled out or something like that. That's the last time I really enjoyed ice cream for that long amount of time. And
the other day, us and our other roommate, we all went. We took like a trip.
Yeah,
took,
we
like,
went
a
to
little.
Tilt.
Yeah, I went to Full Tilt.
Oh, after. Yeah.
I had their Thai iced tea ice cream. That was fire.
And then on Friday, though, so like Thursday, I kind of got sick, but I felt like, oh, I feel fine. Like I can still fight through this. Yeah. And plus, I work on work from home on Friday. So I was like, yeah, I'm good to still go out.
You shall overcome.
But I went to the Rhyme and Reason that I was talking about last week and previous weeks in our Seattle Happening segment. And that was really awesome. They had three really great poets perform. And there was one poet, her name's Rio Chenet, I think, or Janae. And she was amazing. She started doing slam poetry because she was a victim of sexual assault. And she kind of touched on that. Like, she did three really touching poems. And I was like, I'm a little bit drained now listening to her, but also really inspired listening to her now.
That's incredible. It takes strength to be able to.
I don't know. Yeah. So it was really great to see. But after that, I was like, I'm taking my butt home because like the sickness was kicking in. And I was like, I need to take a nap ASAP. So that was my week. I hope you guys had a better week than us, I guess.
That's cool, though. I'm glad that you got to go and do that activity. Like, that's a fun thing. I know that we talked about wanting to go to like the Seattle Selfie Museum.
Yeah.
And we didn't get a chance to do that. So I'm glad that you still got to go out and partake in the adventure.
Yeah, that was supposed to happen on Sunday. But I was like, Sunday was my day where I was like, I'm not leaving this house.
That was your, like, you were like peak ill at that point. You were right in the thick of it.
Yeah. I was like, nah, I'm going to be right here on this couch all day.
All day long. That's not the song. We're going to move into our icebreaker. I'm looking forward to this. It's something that we haven't done in a while.
Since it's Thursday, we're throwing it back.
We're throwing it back.
We're going to do Would You Rather.
I'm in a singing mood today, apparently. Obviously. I keep harmonizing randomly.
Yeah, we're going to play a game of Would You Rather, which is something we used to play all the time when we first started.
And I chose a spicy one. They're going to be inappropriate, but still appropriate enough. You know?
For the air.
Right. So I'm going to start just because I love to start off these things and get the mind going. Benny, we want you to answer as
All right.
Oh, Shantae can actually, this is a fun one for you. Would you rather run from a group of dogs or a group of cats?
A group of dogs. Oh.
Right.
Oh, man.
All of which are
the
lethal.
Dogs. Oh.
I mean, because like, the dog's vicious. Enough, like, if you think about it. And even
cats.
Because, like, if we're playing, I would love to run from a group of dogs. You know, like, some, you know, lab puppies chasing me and we're all having fun.
No, these are like those dogs that we think our neighbor has.
And that's interesting.
One of our neighbors has this dog that just sounds like this huge, ferocious dog. We never see it, but the bark is something fierce.
And they have, like, this makeshift fence. And I'm like, that thing's just waiting
Sketch.
To come
yes.
down. Yes. I don't like either.
I'm going to say, you know what, for me, I'm going to say dogs.
I'm going to say cats just because, like, they'll give up after a while.
You think
dogs
so?
Don't.
See,
they
but
will,
with,
they'll just keep going.
Yeah, well, I'm thinking that with cats, true. Though, because, like, cats can launch themselves at you. Like, cats. Yeah,
once or twice.
You know?
Bat a couple down, you'll be good.
But, like, a group of
a
cats?
A group of them, though. And then they can stick to you with their claws.
I feel like I'm a bit of a dog whisperer. I feel like I could calm the dogs down, like, no, 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 no.
Caesar Malone.
Okay,
I still don't know my answer because, like, it just all sounds really painful. I'm going with dogs. I could probably outrun the dogs.
Okay, I feel that. I think I'm actually going to go with dogs, too. I love both. I have a cat myself. Kitty, bless you. Love you. But dogs are probably going to be my thing. What's the next one, Tay?
These are also like weird.
I know, they're obscure.
Okay, this one's kind of weird and I'm going with it. Would you rather be given your mother's head to keep after she passes away or be given your ex-lover's head to keep?
In general? Like, wait, sorry, that was stupid.
I think it's in the same sense.
So let me ask this, and I know that this question is vague, so I'm probably just overanalyzing this, but is it like a taxidermied head of my mom? Is it going to be like in a pickle jar, like with fluids? Like,
I think
how am I
a science project?
Yeah, how am I keeping my head? How am I keeping it?
I think you just get the head and it's up to you how you want to keep it.
Deep thoughts.
Ooh, I would say in this after they pass, I'm definitely probably going to say my mom. Why would I want to see my ex-lover's head forever? Why would I do that?
Yeah, I don't know why that's even a comparable would you rather. I get it because it's kind of evil. It's like, yeah, maybe I'd kick his head around
like
afterwards.
Off with your head.
But like, I don't think that I'd want to.
But is it a good ex or bad ex? Could it be a good mom, bad mom? I mean,
are
there's different relationships.
Good exes?
Sure, they're good.
Yeah.
It can be totally
sometimes you have to
amicable.
Let them go to find
that's
the name.
That's true, I guess.
Now we're overanalyzing.
I know, right now we're thinking about relationships.
That's not what the question was.
I'm going to say my mom's head. Sorry, mama.
That love just you. Means she loves you.
Yeah, I love you. So much that I want to keep your head forever.
What about you, Benny?
I'd probably go with that, too.
Yeah.
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 That one was so weird. I could have gone with a little less weird of one, but like.
Didn't happen.
Yep.
Okay, so I've got, I've got my last one. This is a gross one. Would you rather eat a chunk of hair?
I almost did this one.
Or drink a glass of sweat? And it doesn't specify whose sweat. So like yours, mine. The sweat of like,
I think I might do the sweat. Here's why. I don't know how hair is going down. Like, do you swallow it? Like,
I probably have some water.
Like, whole, are you chewing? I don't know. I don't even like to think about it. And so I'm just going to say sweat.
Did you hear the question, Benny?
Say it one more time.
Swallow. Would you rather eat a chunk of hair or drink a glass of sweat?
Like, how big is the glass also? If it's a small
a
glass,
solid
I think
cup.
I'm going with
I would say a cup.
Mm.
We're going back to the cat thing. It's like a hairball.
It's
ball.
A cup of sweat, yeah. See, but it could be like, think about it.
Both are disgusting.
It could be head hair, arm hair, pubic hair. It could be cat hair. It could be...
I'm going with the sweat. That's kind of solidified it for me.
See, but the sweat, you don't know whose sweat it is. It could be like...
It's not specified, so if I can
I think
specify,
sweat,
it's
sweat.
Mine.
It's just gonna be salty.
I know. Yeah. You're gonna give. I'm actually okay. So I could probably do the hair because the hair is making me less gaggy than the sweat is.
I think it's the other way around for me.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
And the thing is with the hair, like
because we're athletes. That's right.
Excuse yeah, like, me.
Yeah.
I'm an athlete too.
You are.
Thank
that.
You. Thank but, you so much for validating that.
You know.
Dance is a sport, okay?
Have you ever had your sweat dripping down your face and you kind of just lick your lips?
Oh, yes.
And you're like, yeah, that's why I'm kind of
you know
like,
what?
Eh.
You know what I hate is when like...
But it's a glass full.
Yeah.
I don't want to think about that part. I'm still thinking like a baby glass, like a shot glass. Right. Just toss it back.
All righty. Do you want to do one last would you rather or was that a good?
We can do another
one. We can do a fun one. What is a fun one? Oh, this one's a fun
would
one.
You rather Michael B. Jordan or David Beckham?
Oh. See, now.
I can't answer this one.
Now, this is hard because.
Not that I don't want to answer this one.
They are both.
I have my reasons.
Fine.
Super fine.
But on very different levels.
And that's why I did it.
Aspects. Like, you got David Beckham, who is soccer hottie.
You know.
And his body is fine.
He's aging well.
His face is fine. He's got that mysterious little squint thing going on.
Yeah.
And then you got Michael B. Jordan, who is just, he looks soft and smooth. And
cool her down.
And the voice has gotten a little breathier.
All sensual.
Okay, anyways.
See?
I'm saying, this is a tricky one. I'm going to say Michael B. Jordan. And the only reason why is because I could probably have him for a little bit longer than David Beckham. David Beckham is older than I am. Michael B. Jordan's closer to age. More life.
You got a ready-made family on one, though.
Yeah.
And a soon-to-be family maybe on the other.
That's what I want. Yeah.
Well.
Logistically, wait. It works better.
A soon-to-be?
Is well, he having a baby?
I was saying if he's with you.
No, oh. Yeah. See, yeah.
I was like,
do you know something that we don't
no,
know?
No,
you
no,
almost
no,
devastated
no, no, no.
me. You almost ruined my
I was trying
Thursday.
To be optimistic. Soon to be.
Yes.
What would you do, Shantae? You don't even know? You asked the question and you don't even know?
She's thinking hard.
I might go with David Beckham.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of it in a sense of a one-time thing, too.
Oh, I'm over here thinking long term.
Now, long term, I'm still probably going to pick David Beckham. And I love Michael B. Jordan. He was my phone background, my screen background for a while.
He was flashing them pearly whites. His teeth is so nice.
But yeah, David Beckham's just kind of. On that note, you guys, we're going to jump into a very quick break before we hop into our review of the week.
Dun, dun, dun.
Thank you guys so much for listening to The Way. We'll be back.
Alternative Talk 1150 is your sports organization's safe bet when it comes to airing your team's games. Our players are all seasoned professionals when it comes to sports programming. Imagine your games being heard on local radio. Your team deserves the MVP treatment. Call 425-653-1150 today to learn how affordable and fun it is to broadcast your games on the radio. Call 425-653-1150 and make your next season something special. That's 425-653-1150.
Hey, Seattle! Tune in to The Way with Jazz and Tay every Thursday morning from 7 to 8 a.m.
We'll be bringing you lots of laughs and class to get you ready for the day and the weekend ahead.
We have something for everyone, from Song of the Week, where we'll introduce you to local Seattle artists,
to the quirky games that we play for that little pick-me-up to get you through your morning commute. Again, that's The Way with Jazz and Tay every Thursday morning from 7 to 8 a.m.
And don't forget to follow us on Instagram at The Way Jazz and Tay and on Twitter at The Way JT. See you guys on Thursday.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Get your daily dose of variety. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Welcome back
to The Way with Jazz and Tay.
We missed you guys. That was too long of a break.
Before the break, we recapped our weeks and played a game of Would You Rather. I had a lot of fun with that. We're definitely going to have to bring that one back.
Yeah, I forgot how fun that was.
But let's get into our review of the week.
Which is no surprise.
It's really more of like an update.
Yeah.
Life update.
So, as you guys know, there is this illness, this virus going around. The coronavirus, if you would. And it's become a little bit of an issue around the world. And guess what? It
right here in our backyard.
It is right here, full force. So here's the gag. We knew that like there were cases in the U.S. and everything was quote unquote handled. All of a sudden, you got people dying in King County, Washington. And I'm like, skirt, this is where I live.
Like Kirkland.
Right. I'm what? Like, this is home. So it was just, it's just been kind of like eye-opening that the first like U.S. deaths have been here and that you've got major like world news places like reporting on that. That's kind of like crazy to me. But it's crazy too, also living here. And we've been here for like almost like a week since all of this has happened. And like nothing's really like changed for us except for the sheer like panic. People are going through it.
Yeah, some things have changed. Like for me, my job actually closed the office for the rest of the week. So I haven't been to work. Well, I was sick, so I didn't go into work on Monday. And then Tuesday morning, my boss had emailed me and let me know that they'd close the office for Tuesday. And then we had a morning meeting, and they were like, yeah, the office is actually closed for the rest of the week. And I was like,
we're just gonna.
Well, one, this is a good time for me to be sick because I can actually rest and get better. But also, interesting.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
Is it just the office or is it the whole entire building?
So it's just our office.
Okay.
So it's not the entire building. Or I work in Safeco Plaza. So there's Nordstrom has a couple floors in there and they are still going
working.
To work.
Okay, cool.
Right. And I just thought it was interesting because I was like, okay, well, I asked my boss, I was like, well, is it just to clean? And he's like, yeah, they're just being as cautious as they can. But we don't even know if we'll be back next week either.
Dude.
And that to me is what's super weird because I'm like, oh my gosh, like that makes me wonder. Two weeks remote work.
Well, that makes me wonder too if like they have concerns of like somebody there. I'm like, why are you guys extending this? Like, should we have any other reason to be concerned?
Well, my job, we have flex space desks, and so that means like we don't have assigned seating, and people travel all the time and are gone, and like you don't really have any. You don't know where everybody is all the time. So people are always traveling in and out of the country anyways. And they're already like on high alert with people coming back into the country. And then we have the flex based desk. So it's like we're already sharing germs anyway. And it's flu season. So I think they're just trying to be extra cautious. And, you know, they told us early on, like, if you even feel like you're getting like a little common cold, just stay home because you have the capability to work from home. And there's no reason.
There's no reason. Yeah.
Yeah.
We've had to put out at where I work, we've had to put out like two different statements related to it. And that's just, again, with like updating it, like the CDC, King County, and the World Health Organization had released a few kind of like informational fact sheets and like updates and things about it. And so we had to make sure that our employees were aware of that. And then we have put something else out earlier this week because it did kind of, it did escalate over the weekend with the deaths. And
I'm pretty sure on Saturday, Jay Inslee put out a
state of emergency.
A state of emergency as well. So that probably kind of raised it. But that's also when the first death was.
Yes, true. And the other thing is like, I really, really need my fellow King Countyans to just take like several seats and chill pills, because there's no reason why a grocery store should be running out of like tissue and toilet paper and hand sanitizer. Like,
it's like the snowpocalypse all over again.
They literally are not, they're telling you to take the same precautions as you would to avoid the common like flu and cold. Like, that's all you can really do. And anytime the flu's going around, this doesn't happen, you know?
Yeah.
You guys don't clean out the shelves then.
Wash your hands.
Yeah, just wash your hands.
Drink water.
Lots of water. And just cover your mouth when you cough or sneeze.
With your elbow, you know, not your hand.
We call it the vampire cough, you know, that because it looks like you've got like a vampire cape. It's a thing. It's a thing, I promise.
I've never heard that before.
I actually got that from The Office. Pam.
That's right.
If you guys watch The Office, you'll know what I'm talking about.
They do, I'm sure.
That was like the count, like one cough, two coughs,
But like, I got a notification from BuzzFeed on Tuesday, and they put out a whole entire article, which was just like a collection of tweets from the Seattle like coronavirus snow apocalypse thing. Because
yeah,
grocery stores, I'm telling you, entire rows just cleared out of all kinds of tissue paper
and water and
hand sanitizer.
Yeah. Costco's been getting blown through.
Just crazy. Yeah. But all I can say is just take your, you know, take the precautions as you normally would. There's really no reason to like, you know,
about it.
Yeah.
However, I would like to mention that like the like surprising thing to me is that a couple big businesses.
Yeah,
out
that
here
is true.
Have told their employees to work from home as well. So Facebook and Amazon. Amazon actually told like all their employees, if you have the ability to, don't come in, because I guess they had somebody in their Amazon Brazil office get sick or think that they might have it. And I just think that that's interesting because, well, one, Amazon's huge here. Like, who doesn't work at Amazon? I don't. Neither does she, but like everybody else does. So
we're the two that don't.
Everyone but us three. That's basically what they're
saying. Like, Amazon is huge here. And I just feel like that is a lot of people who now, you know.
Yeah, that is true.
Could have been exposed to it and who have the lovely option to work from home. But I just think it's interesting. And I want to see, you know, going forward into the next week, what kind of impact it has.
Yes.
Just like on their, I guess, like daily workflow or like daily.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. Because even though you have the capability to work from home, there are still some things that like it's just easier to have and do while you're at work.
And like, will it affect Amazon.com? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, that is true. Because like the people who are putting together all the packages and things and shipping them. And
I mean, like, I feel like they should be fine, the warehouses, but you think still.
So? They're the ones that are touching all the stuff and sending them places.
And that's...
Right. This is all that. This is all stuff that we don't know.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, nobody really knows anything about it.
Yeah.
Ugh, that's the freaky thing. But,
Well, it's the difficult part of the whole situation.
That is
too.
True.
You know, we have ideas about how to maybe cure it or take care of it or slow it down. That's mm-hmm. all we can do right now. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're coming up with, you know, stuff to hopefully fix it.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, that is
true. Where it's a waiting game.
Right, yeah. And that's kind of, mm-hmm. we actually read this story, not a story, but it was a Twitter thread. Somebody who thought that they might have it and really wanted to get tested for it because, you know, they have a history of bronchitis.
And they had all the symptoms.
They had all the symptoms. And reading the story, it took us essentially through the path. Like, it's like a whole, like, odyssey trying to get to somebody and get the right information on how you can get tested. And when it came down to it, they told the person because they don't qualify, they're not going to test them. And I think the qualifications were like you had to have been out of the country within the last 14 days. And was it like an age limit as well?
Oh, I didn't know that.
There was like two things.
Wow.
But the being out of the country within the last 14 days was definitely one of them. And I just thought that was interesting because I'm sure there's a ton of people who are like, I'm sick right now with something and I want to get tested just to make sure that's not it. But they're actually saying like, no, we're not doing that.
Well, and this particular person, too, I think the line of work that they were in, they work with people.
Elderly people.
Yeah, who are high risk.
Like in a senior living community.
And so they were really just trying to be proactive and take those extra steps and do the right thing. And this is the response that they were met with. And it sounds really frustrating, especially if you are somebody who is potentially dealing with that. Like, imagine you know, exhibiting all those symptoms and thinking that you might actually be at risk, and this is how the process is. Like, I would feel.
I mean, but that's like with anything that it's. I don't know. I for once, so like I was sick, right?
Yes.
And everybody's like, "Oh, you have corona. You have corona." Yeah. And I was like, "No, I don't think that I have coronavirus. One, because like I didn't have all the symptoms.
I haven't been anywhere.
I haven't been anywhere in the last 2 weeks that was outside of the country. And I get sick a lot." And, like, it felt the same as what I normally get. Like, it just felt like I had a head cold and a sore throat. So, like, you know, I've got everybody like, well, you should go get tested regardless. And I'm like, but, you know, seeing that person's situation and then, like, them getting that. They said that they waited on the phone for, like, 40 minutes with, like, the CDC. And I think that the phone lines are backed up with people that are in shock or scared or you know,
they're calling with like
questions
and they're not real calls or it's not
and so they're backing up the lines for people who might actually be sick. So I think that I think it could be more efficient, but it's still so new and fresh that it's not going to be worked out yet. Like, they haven't figured it out and quarantine centers aren't even set up yet. Like, it's just kind of not, it's not ready for the mayhem that or the chaos that has risen from it.
Yeah, I totally agree. People are frustrated because, you know, they can't go to certain places, or like there are certain countries even that are like that have stopped people coming in and out of it, flying, driving, all of it.
Right.
And I mean, that's just depending on where you're at and how bad it is, I can understand that level of concern, you know, and you're just gonna have to deal with it for as long as this takes, you know. It's unfortunate, but again, this is all an unknown, you know.
Yeah,
but
I hope it doesn't take too long.
Right,
but right now,
but still, let's be level-headed, guys. Come on, let's be level-headed. There's not much that we can do other than take the precautions as we normally would, and let's woosah it out. Woosah.
Yes. So, like we said before, wash your hands and drink lots of water.
Yes, wash them for at least 30 seconds.
Wait till the water's hot. Almost burn your hand skin off if you need to.
And sing it in the normal tempo.
And rub the soap. Do it for 30 seconds before you even put your hands under the water. Then do it for another 30 seconds under the water.
Wash your forearms, too, while you're at it.
And this has been Washing Your Hands, which has...
Washing Your Hands 101.
Just saying. All right. Well, before we get into our hot topic, we're going to take another 2-minute break, 2 to 3 minute break. You are listening to The Way with Jazz and Tay.
Stay tuned.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. More and more people are buying electric vehicles, but some still hesitate because they worry the car will run out of power in the middle of a drive. Sam Jaffe is with Cairn Era, a research firm that specializes in energy storage. He says EV batteries are improving every year.
When the Nissan Leaf first came out, it was 100 miles range.
The new S-Plus model can go roughly twice as far, and higher-end cars can travel even farther.
The recent Tesla Model 3 is over 300 miles range.
Buddy says fully reducing people's range anxiety may require a new type of battery technology.
I think the leapfrog technology is solid-state batteries. A battery with no liquid material inside, so everything is a solid material, which means that it's safer, but also it can be more energy dense.
So an EV battery could store more electricity and travel more miles on a single charge. Several companies are developing solid-state batteries, but Jaffe says it will be years before solid-state batteries are affordable and durable enough to be widely used.
It's going to take another 10 years, but they are definitely coming.
And when they do, he says, range anxiety could become a worry of the past. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. Learn more at yaleclimateconnections.org.
Hey, Seattle! Tune in to The Way with Jazz and Tay every Thursday morning from 7 to 8 a.m.
We'll be bringing you lots of laughs and class to get you ready for the day and the weekend ahead.
We have something for everyone, from Song of the Week, where we'll introduce you to local Seattle artists,
to the quirky games that we play for that little pick-me-up to get you through your morning commute. Again, that's The Way with Jazz and Tay every Thursday morning from 7 to 8 a.m.
And don't forget to follow us on Instagram at The Way Jazz and Tay and on Twitter at The Way JT. See you guys on Thursday.
Alternative Talk 1150. We're on your radio at 1150 a.m. We're on your HD radio at 98.9 Channel 3.
So many ways to listen.
We're on the web at 1150kknw.com. Streaming live audio and video as well as MP3 archives of many of our shows.
So many ways to listen.
And now, we're on your smartphone or tablet. Download our free app in the Apple App Store or Google Play and take Alternative Talk 1150 anywhere you go.
So many ways to listen.
Talk radio that will get you thinking. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, hey, hey.
We're back.
Welcome back to The Way with Jazz and Tay. Before the break, we did a little health update of the coronavirus and we gave you guys a 101 of how to wash your hands.
We wanted to throw something else in there, though, because we did forget.
Yes.
Don't touch your face.
Stop touching your face. I know it's hard. I do it all the time.
Right. You know, you got a little itch on your nose, you know, your lip or something. Just don't do it. Your eye hurts. Don't touch it.
Definitely not if your eye hurts, because that could turn into pink eye.
Pink eye.
Anyway.
Conjunctivitis.
We're going to get right into our hot topic, which is just a little bit more happier than...
And we're really excited about it, because it's going to be a running theme throughout this month.
So last month was Black History Month, and this month is another month that represents us. It is National Women's History Month.
Whoop, whoop! Way to go, girls!
and basically, Women's History Month was declared a month back in the 80s to celebrate and really inform and educate on the contributions and events that have really, of women for women.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's everything, like, you know, voting rights.
Voting rights.
Reproductive rights.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say.
My bad.
Abortion laws and stuff like that. The feminist movement. So we're going to celebrate that for the entire month of March. It's going to be super girl power in here.
It's going to be fun. You know, we're going to have, we'll have a special guest that we'll incorporate into the show. We're going to have, got a couple things actually planned.
Probably late March we'll have a guest, a female guest, of course. We're going to try and touch on topics that are specific and relevant to women that we feel like need to be talked about.
Mm-hmm.
We are also going to do the exact same thing we did for Black History Month and attend, you know, different events that are put on by women, women businesses, and that are for women. There was one other thing. Oh, and there's one other special thing, and we'll tell you guys about that as we're wrapping
yes,
up.
Yes, that one I was like, that's why I.
Let's wait.
Yeah, I almost jumped the gun on that.
Same. So I wanted to give you guys again a few ways that you can celebrate Women's History Month.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, you can Google any of this.
Yes.
Like, how can I celebrate women this month, and what can I do?
There are endless resources, endless ideas, you know.
And we've got a couple ideas that we're not going to say on air because we want them to be a surprise.
Yes.
But for the women in our lives, be expecting something.
Yes.
So some things you can do is read a book to inform you about women's history. You could shop at a women-owned business. A few that we know and love are Dream Luna, 30 Lux, and then you could also shop at Twilight Tans or get a tan. I mean, summer's right around the corner.
Right, you know, let's get that pre-tan glow going. That pre-summer glow going. Thank you. My bad.
You could become a mentor to a young woman or a little girl. And hey, maybe you could even be a man who's a mentor to a female or to a man who
That's
you teach
true.
About women's history and why it's important.
Yeah.
Have a conversation with your boss about how to get more women voices heard. And actually, last month, we went to this really cool panel discussion. It was a Black History Month mixer at Remitly. And it was all women.
Yeah.
All women of color. And they actually touched on the top, kind of on this topic on, you know, how can you reach that conversation with your boss and what can you do to really, like, show initiative in situations like this? And I think that the group that put it on was Future for Us. And that's their whole mission, is to really just elevate women of color in the corporate workspace. And I think that if they probably will be putting on an event, you should definitely check them out and support them. You could listen to podcasts
like ours,
female-led podcasts like ours, or there's also, I want to shout out Black in the City Pod. That's another female-led podcast that's also in Seattle, and they're great women as well. So there's a many of things you can do, but those are just a few that I wanted to touch on.
I've got a couple things too, and I actually, like, it's funny because as I was thinking about things to try to honor, I learned a couple of fun facts as well.
And I think that that's, like, one of the best things about doing these kind of, like,
what are they?
Themed months, thank you, is that we learn.
Yes.
As well.
Yeah, that's true.
And that's big for me, is because it's like, yeah, we want to, like, teach you guys about it, but more than anything, I also want to be educated on these
things. For sure. So I learned that, well, everybody should know this by now, it is Girl Scout cookie season. If y'all, yes, thank you, that definitely deserves,
been waiting to play that for like 30 minutes now.
It is Girl Scout cookie season.
Yes.
I got four boxes.
Wow.
Yes, four of them.
Which ones?
The trifoils, two of them, the Samoas, and then the s'mores.
S'mores are my favorite.
Yes.
I don't really eat Girl Scout cookies.
The reason why this is important is because the Girl Scouts were actually founded in the month of March, which is also, you know, women's. It works, right? They've been around since 1912 and was founded by a female named Juliet Lowe. And I actually used to be a Girl Scout. I made it all the way to a junior.
Aww.
Yes. That was really, really fun. And then that was about it. That was as far as I went. But guess what? Your girl still eats her Girl Scout cookies every single year.
That's hilarious. I was only in Girl Scouts for like a year, I think, or two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
throughout this, I also found out that there is the National Women's History Alliance, and they publish and select a yearly theme for Women's History Month. And this one is actually, like, the timing is just perfect and it's impeccable. This year's theme is Valiant Women of the Vote, and it honors the brave women who fought to win suffrage rights for women and for the women who continue to fight for the voting rights of others. And that's actually a direct quote from their website. So that I learned and I got really, really excited about because, as you guys know, the 2020 elections are happening in November.
They are upon us. And you know, you guys better vote.
Yes. Time is just ticking away. And for those of you who know, women were not always allowed to vote. Black people were not allowed to vote, you know. So us being African-American women, this is huge for us.
Absolutely.
And we're absolutely going to exercise our rights.
Yes.
So that I thought was very interesting. I got really
I got really passionate about that.
A few other things, like create a playlist. Create a woman-inspired, empowered playlist. Beyoncé, Run the World.
That's one of my favorite songs.
You know, Nicki Minaj. And I hate to say it, Taylor Swift.
Ooh.
I know. But she's great for the women. Platonically compliment someone. Share even your own story. I know that you might not think that your voice matters, but it does. Share your own story of a struggle or a time that you overcame something as a woman, whether it was personal, whether it was in work, you know? That can be inspiring to others. Have a ladies' lunch, you know? And
Ooh. Yeah,
invite some of your favorite people to a lunch, a brunch, something like that. And also, play some Monopoly. Monopoly was invented by a woman.
Bet you didn't know that.
Lizzie Maggie. Like, come on. Get your money right and play some Monopoly.
I'm sorry. I'm only laughing because Vinny's back here.
I know.
What
you mean?
It's just some random thought that's like, tossed in there. But
hey. Random fact of the day. Ding,
I got
ding, ding.
It. There's also just that kid that's crying after he lost the Monopoly game.
I don't play Monopoly.
But he got so upset and his mom was videotaping him.
No, I don't.
And he lost all of his money, right? Because most of us do when we play that game, right?
Right, right, right.
He was so bummed because he's like, Texas. He was so upset. He was so upset, but he was learning. That's life.
And it only
literally
gets worse, buddy.
Yeah, kid.
And that's just fake
that's
money.
That's real life.
Right, boy, that's fake money.
I want you to remember this day.
So
never forget.
He was genuinely upset.
Tell me why. I was actually in traffic the other day, and I actually had a moment where I was, like, deep in thought about taxes, and I was just really upset about, like, whose idea was this? Why did we make this a thing? I'm actually really upset about it, but also, where would we get the money? I understand, but I hate it. And I'm
don't
upset about it, you know?
Don't we all? That's hilarious.
Nah, I want to watch that video now.
Right? I do,
Texas.
Too.
Texas. There's one, there's two things that are certain in life. Death and taxes. That's also a song by Daniel Caesar. Check it out. I love it.
I'm weak.
As we digress.
So, yes, find a way to celebrate, empower, lift up.
Women's history. Women.
During Women's History Month.
We've got a couple things up our sleeves, and we're really excited about it.
Yeah. So. And now that you said the ladies' lunch, I'm like, maybe we do that. That sounds like it could be a lot of fun.
I found the video, by the way.
Yes? Yeah. Okay, awesome. Yeah. We'll have to watch it.
Wait.
Where's all your money gone, Dottie?
Taxes. 9, 10, 11.
Listen to
me. Let me fix my houses.
Bug, it's okay. It's part of the game.
No, it's not.
It's part of life, son.
It's not fun to what?
It's the worst part of the game.
Yes,
it's the worst part of life,
yes, kid.
Oh,
how old is this kid? How old does he look?
He looks like he's 10 or 11.
Oh,
or something.
Poor guy. Oh, man. I feel his pain.
Fun night with the family, it turns out.
That is so funny.
I feel his pain. It's the worst part of the game.
Like,
it is.
Yes, it is.
It is.
Absolutely.
Sorry to be interrupted.
That's why, okay. Which is why, and I'm putting this out there in hopes that maybe for somehow these people who are looking at loans and giving people money and things, and when your people are applying for houses and things, please look at their take a home and not what their net is, because the two are not the same.
You really don't care.
The two are not the same. My net is far, far different than what my take-home is. That's just food for thought.
I'm just saying.
So anyways, Monopoly was invented by a woman. Play it. Get your Girl Scout cookies. Eat them.
Yes.
and share your own inspiring story. I would actually love to hear some stories, actually, from some of our female listeners, if you guys want to.
I would absolutely love that. Maybe we get, like, videos or, like, some written testimonials.
Whether you overcame something, you know, whether you maybe, you know, started a business or, you know, you're just, you're doing something that you love and you are passionate about. I would love to hear that from you. That would be an awesome way to honor this.
But that's just a little bit of what we'll be celebrating for the entire month of March. So you can expect all women-related content this month.
Yeah.
And the big special, we have a big special edition episode. It actually won't air until after Women's History Month. But we will be doing an edition, what are we going to call it? A special edition episode called Fine Wine with our friend Marina.
Mm-hmm.
We will be interviewing a group of models, female models, and we'll be talking to them about, you know, the modeling industry and what it's like to be female, body modification within the modeling industry, dealing with photographers as a female model, and how you set expectations so that they're not thinking that they're getting more than a photo shoot.
Right.
And we've actually already done one episode of this before. We did it with a group of female musicians, and we talked to them about what it's like to be a female artist in the Seattle scene, but also just in the music industry. So if you want to watch that, you can check that out on our link tree in our bio.
And we're really excited about that because it's going to be like an open discussion. It'll be a group of us, and it's not often that we get to have those kinds of conversations, let alone open it up for others to be able to share and listen to as well. So we're really, really excited about that one.
Yes.
So you guys stay tuned for that.
Stay tuned for that.
Yeah, because that's going to be a really important and fun one.
Okay, let's get into our Seattle happenings. There's always a lot going on, so we're just going to give it to you by week.
Give it to you straight.
On March 7th, which is Saturday, it's the business-warming event put on by The Connect. It's from 2 to 5, and they've actually moved their location, and I will let you guys know the location on our story on Instagram, but that should be a fun event. It's essentially a business networking event. They want you to bring your business cards and yourself and come and meet and network with new people and other business owners.
Yeah.
There's also the Northwest Tap Connections auction, dinner, and tap show. March 7th, and that's from 5 to 10 o'clock. Tickets are $75 for just a seat, but if you wanted to buy a table for 10, that's $750. And that's going to be a great show. I personally don't think that I'm going to be able to make it, but I do plan to, you know, attend some Northwest Tap Connection event, you know, in the future, for sure.
I know, we both need to go because I'm really, really
Jasmine's
trying.
Super excited. And we found out that they have adult classes.
They do.
So, you know.
I'm going to be in there with my little tapping feet. Happy feet. Happy tappy feet.
And then, Jasmine, do you want to tell them about the day party on Sunday?
Yeah. So, Bubbly and Beats. P-p-ch-p-choo. That's my bubbly beat.
Oh.
Day Party with a Purpose. So this is actually going to be raising awareness of the 2020 census. We have those every 4 years? No, those are like every 10 years or something. I actually don't know how often
we have. It's not every 10 years.
I don't know how often we have census. But the census is less than 45 days away. So their goal is to spread awareness about why that's important. Why it's important that you participate, how it can help with our community, educate and see kind of like what the demographics and everything are in that area. There's going to be a mimosa station. Like,
what's really good?
I'm excited because that means that it's not just going to be like orange juice and champagne. I feel like there's going to be a wide array or like a variety of things. So I'm really excited about that. But
count me in.
Yeah, these our friend Carlos from Flavor. He's helping throw this event, and those events are always a good time. There's always good music. The food's always good. There's always going to be people there who are there to have a good time. It's never any, like, drama. Nothing ever bad happens at these parties. It's always great vibes. So,
you know, I definitely agree with that.
Yeah. Like, every single time we've gone, I've come out with a huge smile on my face. And really drunk.
Sunday is also National Women's Day. So it's day to celebrate women. But we're not just going to keep it to Sunday. We're going to do it the whole month.
The whole entire month.
Don't try to play us.
Right.
And then March 10th.
Your ballots are due.
So make sure you vote. And I don't want to hear none of this, oh, I don't care about anybody that's in it.
No.
My vote doesn't matter.
It does matter, and you need to care.
It absolutely matters.
Because this was everybody's mindset back in 2016, and look at what happened.
And do you see where we're at?
Look at what you did.
We've got Trump, and that's really all that needs to be
period.
Said. I was gonna just like pull out a bunch of bad things that have happened, but that we've just got Trump.
We'll be here for 30 minutes. But please, yes, please vote. Turn in your ballots. It's important that you do so, and it's just going to help push the race along, and we'll see where we get into November, but let's just strive forward for change.
Please.
Hope and change.
Everybody do your part.
Let's bring that back. Side note, March 10th, the same day that your ballots are due, it's also National Ranch Day. And
like the dip?
Correct. Now, I totally thought, I was like, oh, I'm thinking ranch, like, you know, farm ranches. You know, I'm thinking cows and horses and things like that. So I went to, like, Google it to find more information about it. No, it's literally about ranch dip and dressing.
Why is there a day for that?
Girl, people use ranch like we use Red Hot. Okay? People put ranch on everything. I'm telling you, they do. When you think about it, people, I see put ranch on their burgers, fries, pizza. The list could go on. And I use hot sauce on all those things as well, you know? But yeah, if you're interested in celebrating ranch and the deliciousness that it is, have some ranch dip and chips and carrots and some fries and like, some pizza.
How do you celebrate Ranch Day?
I think if you just, like, make it a point to incorporate ranch into your day at some point and document it, you're winning. Just have that be a thing.
That's hilarious. And also another thing that is going on for the entire month of March, we've got some really great news, you guys.
Ooh!
If you weren't tired of us yet.
Major news.
You're gonna be tired of us by April, because for the entire month of March on our radio station, we will be airing twice. Yes, you heard me right. I said twice. So every Thursday morning from 7 to 8 a.m., you can catch us at our regular time. And every Wednesday at 1 p.m., you will hear us again. What's good? So
that's the way.
Uh-huh.
That Always. Is absolutely the way.
Yes, I'm no other. So excited.
Way.
Let's so do yes.
A recap.
If you guys miss us at 7 to 8, catch us again on Wednesday, and let's do a really quick recap.
Alrighty, how was your week? Was that going to be the way?
Not the way.
I know, because you got sick.
The rhyme and reason was the way. That was a really, really great poetry show. It really made me wish that I did poetry. And I kind of want to like try it now.
I think you could. Poet? You're a writer. You write, so I think you totally could.
I got so many things.
And I'll do the Corey stuff, and I'll do that.
Yes,
stuff
girl. You come up and do the choreo, and I'll do the poem.
Love it.
Look, there's our next thing.
Right? Shopping and ice cream, absolutely the way. I've been enjoying myself eating that. So
oh, yeah.
Totally.
What's your favorite kind? I don't think we even covered that.
I like cookies and cream a lot.
Chocolate chip cookie dough.
There you go.
That's mine. Yeah, the Ben and Jerry's one to be exact.
Right. We went to Cold Stone, though, and I got like cheesecake, strawberry cheesecake ice cream. Yeah, that was amazing.
And she added cheesecake ice cream to it as well.
He's like, do you want 2 scoops? I was like, shh, bring it on.
Why are you even asking me? Yeah, right.
Our icebreaker, would you rather... The way.
Absolutely.
I'm totally going to say that was the way. That was really, really fun.
Yes. Now, some of the questions. Michael B. Jordan, the way.
Our review of the week, coronavirus. Not the way. She Stante was like, I'm not even going to say anything.
I was like, I don't really know what to say. I feel like, you know, being informed and making sure that you guys are taking care of your health and doing all the right things not to get sick.
True.
The way. you know, the chaos that's kind of ensuing over it.
Not the way. Not absolutely so much.
And the sickness in and of itself is not.
And I just want folks to stop dying. Like, that part, that's definitely not the way. And that's unfortunate that this has to happen.
Absolutely. Hot topic in National Women's History Month.
The way. Like, just hands down, no question.
And if you don't think so, you're hating.
Right. And get out of here.
We don't have any time for
that. Come on. We don't like that negativity.
Seattle happenings are always the way. I definitely hope to see you guys at some of these events this weekend.
Because, you know, we'll be there. That'd be fun. That would be so fun if we got to see some of you guys there.
Pull up.
Pull up and show up.
Like Rihanna said.
Remember, I told you guys last week and the week before, I don't know, but probably both. Just pull up and show up.
I think that we just go with that. But thank you guys for tuning in. As always, it's been a great day.
Thanks for tuning in. Bye.
Peace.
As always, thank you so much for tuning into The Way. Catch you next week. Same time, same place.
Follow us on Instagram at The Way Jazz and Tay and on Twitter at The Way JT.
Don't be afraid to DM us if you have any questions or suggestions about the show. Until next time, bye.
Peace.